Welcome, everybody, into the Benchwarmers Redemption. My name is Sebastian Merrick, and with me, like always,
Jimmy Seatman.
Welcome back, Jimmy. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. Can't complain. What about yourself?
I'm doing better. My Indians are struggling. Your Nationals are en fuego.
Thriving.
Just incredible. We will get to those Nationals later on the show. This is the week what we've always been waiting for. NFL. It's finally back.
Yes,
we're
sir.
So excited. We're going to give you our ultimate preview show. We're going to go division by division, pick who wins the division, our two wild cards, and then we'll run down who we think will win MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Rookie of the Year, etc. AFC East. We're going to start with the toss-up. Should we just say the toss-up?
Are we going like full like 1-4 or just division winners?
We're gonna go division winner.
Okay. I think it clearly has to be the Patriots. I think some of the teams in the division are improving. I like what the Jets have done. Some people like the Bills. The Dolphins are obviously just completely tanking. This is the easiest one as it is almost every single year.
Now, do you want to go 4-1? We can go 4-1. You want to make it in depth?
Sure, why not?
Let's do it in depth. I think we both have the Patriots first.
Yes.
And second, do we agree on the Jets?
Yeah, I'll go with the Jets.
All right. And then third, Buffalo, and 4, Miami.
Yes, sir.
What do you think of that Laremy Tunsil bombshell we got over the weekend? What a deal that was. Houston upgrading their offensive line.
And paid a very heavy price for it.
Now, was it worth 2 first-round picks? I love Laremy Tunsil, don't get me wrong, but 2 first-round picks for a left tackle is a little too much for me.
And then you include the second, and if you think that second is for Kenny Stills, I think that's too much for Kenny Stills.
I would agree, wholeheartedly.
Now, the big thing is, did they lose like the asset value of the trade? Yeah, but are they better than they were yesterday?
100%.
Like that's the big thing, right? And so if you're going on all in for this season, if you truly believe you need to win while Deshaun Watson's under his rookie deal, this makes sense. Now, this isn't great for your future. This is why you hire a GM.
Yeah,
because like you know, right? Coaches don't seem to have value. You look at the 2 trades they made with the Jadeveon Clowney trade, they didn't gain value from any of those.
Oh no.
Even the Duke Johnson trade I thought was giving up too much.
Oh yeah.
For that. And so from an asset value they've lost, but you know what? Like you don't get to hang up banners that say like we like you know kept all of our assets. You know, this isn't Danny Ainge and the Celtics. So they are better this year, but the big thing is going to be they're going to have to probably give Tunsil a giant extension.
Yeah, he might be like, the highest paid left tackle
you
now.
You can't trade 2 first round picks for a guy and then not extend him and not give him a lot of money. He's going to get more than Trent Brown got this year.
Yeah,
and probably
for
like
sure.
Significantly more. So it'll be interesting. But I mean, they got better. But I mean, I think they paid a little bit of too much of a steep price tag, which is why the Dolphins were willing to do it. I don't think the Dolphins were looking to trade Tunsil, but when the Texans approached them, like, we'll give you 2 first rounders, like, okay, well, you know, maybe we'll do it then.
Yeah, I mean, and I think the Dolphins know they're not going to be contending for a long, long, long time.
No.
So they're in complete rebuild mode. Just grab all the assets. I definitely love the deal from the Dolphins' perspective. If the Texans win, then this has the potential to be a true win-win trade.
I think so in a way, especially if they can, you know, people have been like, oh, if they go to the Super Bowl, it's a win. I think if they win a playoff game, it's a win. They haven't won a playoff game in a while.
I would agree.
I think they're probably at this point the favorites to win the division, though
We will get into – let's do the AFC South right now. We agree Houston's going to win the AFC South?
Yes, sir.
I would agree as well. I think – I agree with you 100% that Tunsil put him over the top.
I think it's still very minuscule, though. I think this could be a division where 9 wins it, and the worst team has like 7 wins. Because I don't really think any team is that bad. I don't think anything is that good.
I would agree with that as well. I was on the show yesterday when you weren't, or last week when you weren't here. I was saying how the AFC South winner, I don't think is going to win double digit games.
No, they're going to beat up on each other. Maybe they'll get to like 10, but you're talking about like a 3 or 4 seed when it comes to division winners.
Oh, 4. 100% a 4.
I could see the winner of the AFC North being around there too. But I think my prediction is Texans, then Titans, then Jaguars, then Colts.
Why do you have the Colts bottom?
Because I think I do like Jacoby Brissett, but I think sometimes we forget how much Andrew Luck carried this team last year, especially during their really hot stretch. I mean, they were 3-5 and then ended up being 11-5. And so they went on a really hot stretch, and I don't know if they can do that. I mean, they have a nice roster, they have some nice pieces, but I think clearly, you know, I like Brissett, but I think he's right now the fourth best quarterback in the division. And I don't think their roster is as good as some people make it to be. I think Andrew Luck kind of, you know, was able to cover up some of the warts that they had.
Now for me, I agree with, I'm going to make a slight change. For me, I have Houston 1. I do have Tennessee number 2. I have Indianapolis number 3, and I have your Jags last. Yeah. I think Jacksonville, and I'm sorry, Jimmy, is not the rub it in.
You don't have to apologize.
But I think the Jags are going to be an abomination this year.
Wow, an abomination. Like worse than last year.
I have them at 4-5 wins.
Wow. Yeah,
because I don't think Nick Foles is going to replicate what I don't think he's going to be good. I just don't think Nick Foles will be good.
Here's my thing for the Jaguars, right? They probably had the worst quarterback production in the NFL last year.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So the question becomes, if Nick Foles is like the 24th best quarterback in the NFL this year, I think that gets them to like 8 wins. Like they won 5, it gets them to like 7-8 around there. If he gets to like into the top 20, maybe around middle tier, which I think is more the best case scenario, is that's how they make the playoffs. Because, you know, it's not necessarily even like efficiency or anything like that. The year in 2017, they were really good, not only because of their defense, but they had the 5th highest scoring offense in football. Like they were extraordinarily efficient across the board. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting. The thing is like, I think you can imagine a death scenario for all of these teams in the AFC South. Like, you know, the Texans, they still only have one good offensive lineman. What if Tunsil gets hurt? Their defense isn't as good as it used to be. The Titans, Mariota is always fickle, and they seem very average in a lot of places.
I think this might be Mariota's last year as a starter for Tennessee.
I think Tannehill at one point is going to come in and start. And I've always been a big Marcus Mariota fan. I remember I talked Matt into who wanted to jump off a bridge when they picked him.
Yes.
I talked him into being like, you know what, like this is the best thing. He wanted Zach Mettenberger to be their future starter.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Because there's always this QB fear, right?
Matt's a little over-emotional.
No, there's QB fear on every team. When you draft a QB, you're so scared that he's going to bust.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, but just because you know, in the Browns,
Baker Mayfield right here.
The Browns are, for example, just because they've picked guys before and they've busted doesn't mean that they shouldn't have, you know, kept trying. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I think the AFC South, I think, is maybe, like, the second most interesting division, not because of any, like, I don't know if there's any Super Bowl contenders in there, but you could flip the way we've picked it, and I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I would agree. I could see the Jags do get 7. I just don't. I'm not a believer. And I don't like Nick Foles' weapons either. I mean, Fournette, sure, but D.D. Westbrook's your number one receiver. That's not ideal, would you say?
I don't think it's any worse than what they had 2 years ago, really, for the most part. So, I don't know. I mean, we'll have to see. I think if the offense can be average, they'll be in contention. If not, they won't. I just know the defense is going to show up regardless. And that's at least going to keep them. That's why every team in this division has a floor, because they have something that they're really, really good at. Maybe the Titans don't have that, but like the Texans and the Colts, you know they're going to score. Well, I guess maybe not the Colts. I still think the Colts will score pretty well. I think their defense is a little bit overrated. They got pretty lucky last year. So
I would agree. I think that Andrew Luck for the Colts is going to absolutely destroy. I just don't see Indianapolis recovering.
I think Brissett's in a better position than he was in 2017. Their line is a lot better. Their weapons, I mean, I won't say any better, but having Ebron and Funchess is better than what he had when it was just T.Y. Hilton. Their defense, again, is a little bit better. So the structure's better there, but I think they'll definitely take a step back. I think people really underestimate how important Andrew Luck was to everything the Colts did.
He 100%.
Like, phenomenal.
And we will see what happens with Indy. I could see them getting 9 as well, but
I've seen people say, oh, they could, you know, I just think this is just not a good year for them, especially when everybody in the division is at least decent. It'll be interesting to see what happens for sure. Do you want to go to the AFC North?
That's exactly where we're going next. And who do you have winning the AFC North, Jimmy Steepman?
I have the Cleveland Browns, sir.
So we are in agreement that the Cleveland Browns are winning the AFC North. Now, we will get into our reasoning in a moment. Who do we have in second?
The Steelers.
I would agree with that as well. And then Baltimore and then Cincinnati.
Yes, sir. I think that Ravens to Browns, like I talked about with AFC South, I think that could be separated by two games. I'm a Lamar Jackson believer. I think, you know, what they did at the end of last year wasn't a fluke. And if they can be the best rushing team in football and their defense is still one of the best five, that's a formula to win. And then the Steelers, it's just, I think, getting all that drama out, you know, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon
100%.
Bell. Their defense has been improving every single year, and they're adding pieces to it. I think we'll talk about this later. I think Devin Bush has a chance to be, you know, maybe a defensive player, the rookie of the year candidate. He's looked really good in the preseason. And then they just have a structure. I mean, they've never lost more than eight games. So you know they're at least going to be in the conversation, just like even if it's like how they were last year. And then the Bengals, I don't think the Bengals
they're
are
the
terrible.
Bengals.
I don't think they're
the
terrible,
Bengals.
But I think they're the least interesting team in football to me.
Ooh.
Like,
really?
I think even the Dolphins are more interesting because at least they're doing something that's interesting. The Bengals
Joe
just,
Mixon doesn't interest you a little bit?
I mean, he's fine. But, like, I mean, they ran it back, just have a new coaching staff. And, I mean, this is a team that, you know, they had a chance to pick a guy like Dwayne Haskins, you know, this past year.
Yeah.
And they could have maybe mixed things up. They just kind of have gone with the Bengals. They don't ever sign any free agents. They just re-sign their own guys. I think A.J. Green has a possibility of being traded this year if they don't get his contract done.
I think so, too. I definitely think so.
And
he's selling low on A.J. Green right there.
Oh, yeah. And A.J. people forget because of some of his injuries the last 2 years – how good A.J. Green is, you know. I mean, I'll tell you right now, if he was available, if I was the Jaguars, I would trade a first-round pick for him.
Really? You would give up a first-round pick for A.J. Green?
Yes, sir.
Why? Oh, no. You can't do that.
Why can't you do that?
A.J. Green, in order to give up a first-round pick, in my opinion, you have to be, like, top five in your position.
I mean, he's probably, like, top seven. I mean, it's a very so here's a question I'll ask you, right?
I don't know about that.
Because they're not going to do it today, right?
Oh yeah.
Let's say it's midseason. Let's say the Jaguars are 5-3 and the Bengals are 2-6. Does it make more sense then to do it as like you know that one of those kind of things?
Maybe a second, but not a first.
Yeah, I think they can get a first out of him. Now, you know, the team that would probably trade a first for him like midseason would probably be like the Patriots. You know, like where it's just like. Yeah. You know, yeah.
Why would you even bring that up, man? Yeah. Just oh,
because it but
oh,
it's
geez.
But it'll be interesting. But I do think the Bengals. I look for reasons to watch every team, and the Bengals. I just have struggles coming up with reasons. Like I think them and the Lions are another team where I'm just like, they're a little bit. There's some things you can look forward to, but it's just kind of
sorry, Alex Baker.
Yeah. Alex, Mr. Bud.
I agree with the Browns. I mean, we agree on the standings. We'll get to the wild cards later, but I agree with you. It's going to be a very competitive division. I think the Browns are going to win 11 to 12 games this year. They have a pretty easy schedule. So I think they can win 11 games.
Let me ask you this. I feel like I've asked you this off air before, but if they don't make the playoffs, even as a wild card, is that a disappointment?
It is a huge disappointment. It would be tragic if they don't make the playoffs this year.
And the big reason I actually think they're going to make the playoffs, I think we all know they can score points. But their defense.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Their defense and you know, it's
This is my bold prediction for the year. I think the Cleveland Browns defense this year will record 70 sacks as a team. 70.
I mean, their defensive line reminds me a lot of, like, the Jags 2 years ago, where they just have dudes.
Miles Garrett, I'll give you a sneak peek on the awards. Miles Garrett's going to be Defensive Player of the Year. Miles Garrett's going to get 20.
I think he has a really good chance.
He's going to get one-on-one coverage the whole time.
No, they just you put up the front four of in pass rushing situations of Garrett, Ogunjobi, Sheldon Richardson, and
Olivier Vernon.
That's one of the best in football. Like, I mean, I think
the best.
I don't know. Maybe they're not better than the Jags, but
the best. I'm telling you, man. I think they get 70 sacks. I think that's the strength of their team, the defensive line.
And that's what you want to be good at. I think I have it. Their corners outside of what's his face?
Denzel Ward.
A little bit to be desired.
Terrence Mitchell will be the number two. Greedy will be number
three. I think
three.
Greedy will start. Will not start. I mean, most teams play in nickel anyways. But I think he'll be the number two guy by the end of the year.
Yeah, I would agree.
And then Demarius Randle is really good.
They gave up DeSean Kizer for Demarius Randle, who got the scissors by the Packers. Thank you,
Green Bay. And they got back a fifth-round pick, I believe, too.
Yes.
So, they have everything set up for them. But this division is going to be hard. I mean, I don't think the Steelers are going to be as bad as last year, especially how bad they started. The Ravens now have a full year of Lamar Jackson, and then their defense is always really good. I know they lost some like ancillary pieces, but I still think at the key positions, they're still really, really good. Maybe you could say the loss of C.J. Mosley is big, but I tend to think inside linebackers aren't the most important position. So I'm going with the Browns, but again, it's one of those things where nothing really would surprise me outside of the Bengals making a push in the division.
AFC West. We agree the Chiefs are going to be first?
Yes.
Who's second?
Chargers.
And we will disagree on that.
Oh, yeah, you're a Broncos guy.
Yes, I think the Broncos will be in second.
We have to make some sort of bet on that because one of my friends says the Broncos is going to win the AFC West.
If the Chiefs weren't in that division, I'd wholeheartedly – if Mahomes
– Why?
Because I think that – let me tell you something. Bradley Chubb and Von Miller are going to combine for like 38 sacks.
38.
That's I think Miller will have around 20, and I think Chubb will have 18.
I don't think it's ever happened. I hope you know that.
Cool.
But the rest of their defense isn't that. I mean, they weren't even a top 10 defense last year.
Those are two of the top 10 pass rushers in football.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, the Texans had two of the top pass rushers in football last year, and they didn't have a top 10 defense.
Well, Clowney didn't play half the time.
Well, he's only missed three games the last 3 years.
Was it Watt who didn't play?
Watt played all last year.
Watt played last year.
Clowney
sat some games, I thought.
He's missed three in the last 3 years. He missed games early in his career. But, I did 30. But it just, to me, it's just the Broncos. Look, Bradley Chubb.
So do you have the Broncos third or fourth?
I have them third. I think the Raiders are an unmitigated disaster. Like, I think the only thing challenging the Dolphins for the worst team in the AFC is the incompetence of the Raiders.
Why so down on the Raiders? Even worse than Cincy?
Cincinnati has at least won on, like, at minimum, like, six or seven games every single year. The Raiders are just – I mean, look at their defense. We were talking about, Von Miller and Bradley Chubb. There are no defensive – people you need to fear on the Raiders at all. Their defense was atrocious last year. It's probably
going
to
be atrocious. You don't fear Cleveland Farrell at all?
No.
The fourth overall pick.
There's a reach. Thank you, Raiders. I think there's just a lot with that team, you know, that they just – I don't think John Gruden's a good coach in the modern era. I'm actually not on as hard on Derek Carr as other people, but – I just think he's in a bad environment. I mean, who knows with Antonio Brown? Their offensive line, they paid Trent Brown a lot of money, but it still doesn't look like it's going to be that good outside of, like, Rodney Hudson. And on defense, I mean, it just looks like they're going to have one of the worst defenses in the league again, maybe slightly improved, but there's no reason to really think they're going to be that much better. I don't know. I just think it's a combination of all those things. You know, you look at their roster and their coaching, which is the two biggest advantages, and I don't think they win in a lot of those scenarios.
All right. I have the Raiders fourth as well. I got the Chargers third. In terms of the Broncos, I don't think they need to score that many points. I love Vic Fangio's defense. Vic Fangio, everywhere he's gone, has had top 10 defenses. Everywhere. I think if the Broncos, if that offense, and this is a big if, I get it. Mm-hmm. If the Broncos offense can score 18 points per game, they're going to win 10 games. And I know that's a huge if with that offense, with the offense that they have.
I mean, I think 18 is not enough because, I mean, I think, what was it like?
I think their defense
was it
be
like
better.
Everybody but three teams in the league scored at least 20 points a game last
but
year.
I think the Broncos are going to be like a big, nasty defense.
Well, so my question would be for you, and I probably know where the answer to this is going. Why would you, and I don't have the Jaguars in the plus, but why would you believe in the Broncos more than the Jaguars?
Because
you,
I believe in Flacco more than I believe in Nick Foles.
Okay, that's where I was wanting to get to. I just don't believe in Flacco that much at this point in his career. I think he'll be refreshed a little bit. But their offensive line I still think isn't that good, even though they've invested a lot into their offensive line as far as draft picks. You know, Philip Lindsay, I mean, it's going to be really hard for him to replicate what he did last year. And a lot of what he did last year was because they just like, were like, we can't throw the ball. We have to give him touches. You know, Emmanuel Sanders is a good guy, but – you know, how good is he at this point in his career? I think their defense, they have some good players, but I think outside of Miller, Chubb, and Chris Harris, they don't really have, like, they have just a lot of, like, you know, dudes. And they didn't have a top 10 defense last year. Now, some of that you could point to being that their offense didn't put up any points. Their defense was never given a fair shake. But I just think their division's really tough. And I think every matchup they go into in their division, they're going to have the worst quarterback, and that usually doesn't fare well for the most part.
You probably – well, definitely Chargers and Chiefs, obviously.
And I think Derek Carr, at this point in his career, is better than Flacco. I'm not saying, like, overall –
right,
like,
I got
it. You know,
you're probably right about that.
Yeah, and so that's always hard to overcome, and what it takes to overcome that is the defense can't be, like, 11th or 12th like it was last year. It has to be, like, the third-best defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I think there's about five or six teams I think I would clearly pick over them for the best defenses in the NFL than the Broncos. But, you know, who knows? Like, defense every year ranking is kind of fickle. So it goes up and down. A lot of it can be scheme change. Like, the big reason why I think the Browns are going to do well on defense is because Greg Williams isn't lining up the safety 25 yards away from the line of scrimmage.
You know who he's doing that with? Jamal Adams now.
What a waste of Jamal Adams.
Come on, man. Show some love to Greg Willie, Uncle Greg.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Jamal Adams is the Jabril Peppers of this year.
Peppers. Oh, man. But, yeah, so you want to go to the two wild cards
yes,
now?
Yes, we are going to do the two wild cards right now. So who is wild card number one for Jimmy Steetman?
I'm going to go with the Steelers.
I would agree. I think the Steelers will be wild card number one. And wild card number two
is going to be the Titans.
Is the Titans. Okay. I do not agree with that. I think Steelers will be wild card number one. And I think wild card number two will be the Denver Broncos.
One thing I like about how this is looking so far for us, I don't know how you approach this way. There's every year in the NFL, there's usually at least on minimum five new playoff teams. Yeah. And I'll see people's picks and it'll be like
a repeat
from last year.
Yeah.
Like, never happens. Like never there were eight new playoff teams last year. So
yeah, 12.
Yeah. And so it's just like you always had to like look at your picks and be like, okay, you know I want to pick it this way.
Right. But I would agree. I would 100% agree. Let's go to the NFC East. Who's winning the NFC East, Jimmy Steetman?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
I would agree. I think we're likely to agree on this. Second, do we have the Cowboys?
Yes.
Third, do we have the Washington Redskins or the New York Giants? This is hard.
I'm going to go with the Giants, actually.
You're going to go with the Giants?
I think the Redskins. The Redskins are a mess to me right now.
I am going to agree with you. I think the Giants are going to finish third. And I think the Redskins are going to be bottom. I agree wholeheartedly.
There we go.
The Redskins are just...
their offensive line situation,
it's awful.
It may be one of the worst in football. And that never leads to anything good.
I mean, we agree Trent Williams will never play another game for the Redskins?
No.
I mean, they confirmed now he's not practiced. He will miss week one officially.
And how they've handled this whole situation, if they were really offered a first-round pick, if they're even offered a second-round pick, they just should have taken it. Because at this point...
I don't think they were offered a first. I don't believe it. I think maybe a second. I don't think they were offered a first.
You still should have taken it. I mean, this isn't a team who's doing anything this year. And I know I talked to Weston about this, and he disagreed, but this roster is not good.
Yeah. It's bad. Like it's really like bad.
They don't have a lot of impact players on this team. Their receiving core, you know, even though you know they made some additions in the draft to it, I think it's maybe one of the worst in football. And then it doesn't help. You have Case Keenum, you have a rookie quarterback, even though I really like Dwayne Haskins. I'm just hoping that Dwayne Haskins doesn't maybe get too mentally beat up by the situation the team's going to be in this year.
Agree. I don't think it will affect them. I don't think it will affect them one bit. I just worry the dude's going to get killed.
Yeah, I don't either, but I'm usually always for, like, start a rookie week one. Kind of in this scenario, I don't mind them starting Case Keenum. But I do think Haskins will be starting by, like, week four or five.
I agree. I said week three he'll be – week three, he might not start, but he'll replace Keenum.
Because I think it's going to be one of those the offense looks so bad that they're just like, we have to do something.
Cowboys, they signed Zeke. Mm-hmm. Today to 6-year $90 million. Are you with me that this is now? We've had, even though Blaine and Weston aren't here, yeah, they've decided to chime in a little bit and come after both Jimmy and I. What this was Blaine, I think. Blaine was talking about how Zeke leads the NFL in 4,048 rushing yards, 868 carries, which, by the way, I think helps our case. That's that.
No.
100-yard rushing games at 19, 20-plus carry games. That helps our case as well with 28. Total touches, 1,003 total touches in 2 years of Ezekiel Elliott. And runs of 20-plus yards, 30. And he's 24 years old. And then Blaine... I guess decides to come after both of us, and I like that, Blaine. But you're wrong.
But here's the thing at the end of that, and this is what I keep seeing. It's like, oh, don't worry, they'll be able to get out of it after year three. They'll be able to get out of year four. Well, you don't. That's not what you want to say after you sign someone to a contract extension. You don't want to be like, oh, when are they going to be able to get out of it? I mean, look,
and I think it's 8 more years because he still has to play out. Doesn't he still have to play out those remaining two?
Now, a lot of this isn't as big. So basically, he had like $13 million guaranteed left, and then they added on another $37 million in guarantees.
He has 50 in guarantees.
Yeah. So he had about 13, and they added on another like 37. Okay. So a lot of this is like funny money at the end. But it just to me is, and there are going to be some in both Weston and Blaine. Like, oh, what you do is you don't pay Dak and you pay Ezekiel Elliott. I think the problem is a lot easier to find another guy who can replicate almost the same production as Elliott as you could do for Dak.
I agree.
And it's just, again, Ezekiel Elliott is really, really, is maybe the best running back in football. That's great. But the Cowboys are a team that are going to be up against the cap, and every dollar is going to count. And I don't care what people think about Dak Prescott. They're going to pay him.
Yeah.
They have to.
Yeah,
because you don't – people are always like, oh, you can just find another quarterback. Yeah, it's not that easy.
No.
There's a lot of
ask fellow Cleveland Browns fan here how easy it is to find a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, you can't – they just – you know, you don't get to just draft Dak Prescott in the fourth round every year. It's just out of an allocated of resources. You know, I mean, they already spent a lot of money on a non-premium position on Jalen Smith. I mean, I'm not a huge believer in paying middle linebackers a bunch of money. You know, and so it's just like, and they still got to pay Dak. They still got to pay Amari Cooper, and they probably still got to pay Byron Jones, and they're paying a lot of non-premium positions if you include guard, a lot of money. And so, and look, I mean, the Cowboys are in a good position. They've drafted so well. They have so many guys they need to re-sign. Like most people would love to have that problem, but I think at the end of the day, this Zeke contract isn't going to last that long. It's going to go the 3 years, and they're probably going to move out from it. Now, he's going to get his money. He'll be happy. But that's not the sign of a good contract.
I would agree.
Good contracts in the NFL get restructured so that the player gets more guarantees after his guarantees run out. I don't think that's going to be the case here. So, I mean, look, they have a Super Bowl window, and they're trying to win it. But it's just I'm never going to be comfortable paying a running back that kind of money when the Patriots, who had the second leading rushing offense of the league, paid all their running backs combined $8 million last year. And it sometimes is about the system more than it is about it. And it's just, if you're not going to pay one player, I'm okay with not paying a running back a lot of money, just as I'm okay with not drafting one, you know, in the top five.
I would agree. We'll see. Amari Cooper now as well. He might not get his payday as well. I mean, they only have so much money left to shell out. So.
I mean, a lot of this is also just like cap gymnastics. I mean, the cap can be manipulated in so many different ways that it's not necessarily real. They had a lot of money moving forward, so we'll see. But again, this is it's coming out on his end like it looks really good for him. It's not the greatest deal ever, but he's still going to get paid in the first 3 years.
Yeah.
And that's what matters.
Agree. 100% agree. NFC South. I'm guessing you say the Saints are first.
I'm going to go with the Falcons.
You're going to go Falcons?
Yep.
I agree with you that the Saints are not going to be in first place. I think Tampa Bay will be.
Tampa Bay, man.
I've been
spurned by Tampa Bay too many times. I can't believe in them.
I think this is Tampa Bay, and I'll explain Tampa Bay later. Well, second place. Who do we have in second place?
I have the Saints.
You have the Saints. I have the Atlanta Falcons. And third?
The Panthers.
Come on. Tampa Bay in fourth?
Yes, sir.
Come on, Jimmy.
All right, yeah.
And I have the Saints third, and I have Carolina bottom. I think Ron Rivera will be canned at the end of the year. Tampa Bay. I am all in on Tampa Bay this year. Tampa Bay reminds me a lot of Chicago. Not the defense, obviously, but the quarterback situation. I think what Bruce Arians is going to do to Jameis Winston, I think Jameis Winston finally has his huge breakout year. I think he's going to solidify himself as a franchise quarterback for Tampa Bay for years to come. And if he doesn't do it this year, goodbye. I'm done hyping up Jameis Winston. But I am all in on Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians, everywhere he's gone, he's won. Everywhere.
So my issue is that their offense was a top 10 offense last year. They didn't have trouble scoring the ball. Their defense was the worst in the NFL.
Correct.
And the worst by like a significant margin.
Now, I think Todd Bowles improves that.
I think a little bit, but I think it's going to be a process.
I think they'll be middle of the pack.
I don't think they have the personnel to be. I think if they even get to the top, like if they get out of the bottom third on defense, that'll be extraordinarily impressive. I mean, they basically have Lavonte David.
Quan Alexander's gone.
And then they drafted Devin White,
mm-hmm.
who I think is going to be good. But, I mean, they don't have any pass rushers. Their defense line isn't good. Their secondary is probably the worst in the league. That's what scares me about their team. And I don't think on offense their offensive line is that great either. I've always actually been a decently big Winston guy. He put up numbers last year. Even Ryan Fitzpatrick put up numbers. They scored a lot of points. Or you put up a lot of yards. I mean, they had a game against Cincinnati where they put up like 500 yards. They scored like 6 points because they had 5 red zone turnovers. But they can score points. I just worry about that defense like a lot. Like I think it's going to be one of the worst units in the league this year. Now, if it's not, they have a chance. But that division's so tough, man. I think Saints are going to regress a little bit. Drew Brees already regressed a lot in the last year. I think the Falcons had everything went wrong for the Falcons last year. Everybody in their defense got hurt. Matt Ryan put up pretty much similar numbers but didn't maybe get as lucky. I think they bounce back. The Panthers are the trickiest one for me because I believe in their defense. I'm a big Cam Newton guy, but there's always just something about the Panthers where I don't think before any season I ever pick them to do really, really well, even when they have. So they're the trickiest one to me is the Panthers, trying to figure out where they land in all of this.
Yeah, I'm just not a believer in Cam. I mean, he's solid, but he has no weapons at all. I mean, McCaffrey's his best receiver, and he's a running back.
I think I like DJ Moore a lot. I like Curtis Samuel. McCaffrey is good. Their offensive line scares me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they just cut Matt Khalil after making him at one point the highest paid left tackle.
How about that contract? What a doozy.
It was terrible the moment they signed it. Like it was just like the Nate Solder contract. I think Trent Brown wasn't nearly as bad because he had actually been good, but if you're a tackle, just get to free agency.
Yeah.
If you're
a starting left tackle and you're in free agency, Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, a lot of guys get paid a lot of money, but there's such a lack of good offensive linemen in the NFL.
That's why they get paid that much.
Exactly. I mean, you look at what the Cowboys have done with their offensive line, and you got four guys making 10 figures.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot to put in, but you know what? At least the Cowboys know it's going to be good every year.
The Atlanta Falcons, why are they winning the NFC South this year?
I think their offense is going to be one of the best in the league. They invested in their offensive line in the draft. They drafted two guys, a tackle and a guard. I think their defense, everything went wrong last year. You know, Deion Jones got hurt. Desmond Trufant got hurt. Robert Alford got hurt. Both of their safeties got hurt. I think they're very much like a bounce-back team because they had a positive point differential, even though they had a losing record, which usually is a sign that they played better than their record. Their offense, I think, is going to be a top-five offense in football. And I think their defense can just go back to being average and not really, really terrible. I think they're kind of the opposite of like the Bears to me, where it's like everything kind of went wrong for them last year. So I kind of expect it to even out a little bit more.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Saints, I think we obviously agree. I think the Saints, like you said, I worry when Drew Brees is just done. I mean, I love Drew Brees.
Second half of last year.
And I think their defense is not going to be nowhere near as good as it was last year.
Second half of last year, his numbers really started to fall off.
Yes.
Now, he played well in the playoffs, but he didn't play like Drew Brees level well. And so it's going to be okay. You know, they're going to put points up on offense, but how good are they going to be? Because really outside of Thomas and Kamara, I guess they have Jared Cook now too. And then their defense, like, you know, again, a lot of those rookies who really, really performed well 2 years ago, who stood out, weren't as good last year. So the question is, can they
replicate
kind
that
of bring that back
for
up
for the first one?
They have some guys who are good on that team. I mean, you can make a case Marcus Lattimore at sometimes plays like he's one of the best corners of football. Sometimes he doesn't. Cameron Jordan is a beast. Demario Davis is good, but I have worries about their team a little bit. That doesn't mean that they could still win the Super Bowl. But I have more worries than I did last year. I mean, I thought last year they were the best team in football.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should have beaten the Rams. You know,
I think we all would agree they should have beat the Rams.
Even excluding they had moments.
Why we need to why replay should be way more used.
Oh my! See, yeah, we don't have to go down this one. But I think just in that game in the last quarter and a half, they had a lot of chances to seal it and they didn't. I think and a combination of factors. I think they would have beaten the Patriots if they got to the Super Bowl. I think they would have given a lot more of a fight than the Rams did. But it's just, I think you just see certain things regressing with that team. And I'm worried about Drew Brees a little bit, but, you know, who knows? Maybe he's like Tom Brady and he defeats Father Time.
Yeah. Well, we will see. NFC North. First place will be
the Green Bay Packers.
Okay. We will disagree on that for sure. For me, it's the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
Second place.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Ugh. For me, it's the Packers. In third place.
The Chicago Bears.
Okay.
Duh, Bears.
Some sanity. I will go Minnesota in third, and I will go Detroit in bottom. We agreed the Lions are going to be horrible.
Yes, sir.
Why are you so down on the Bears?
I'm not down on the Bears. I think they can be good. I just think... So there's always signs of that a team will regress, right? Extremely high red zone efficiency. The Bears had that. I mean, they scored almost every single time down. That's not something hard to replicate. Had a turnover. They had 38 turnovers last year forced by their defense. That's not even close to normal. Like if they get like 24 this year, that'll be really good. So they probably won't replicate that. They had 6 defensive touchdowns. Extremely hard to replicate. most, you know, it's just, there's a lot of signs, and I'm not a huge, huge Trubisky believer.
I am. I love Maserati Mitch.
And so, you know, it's one of those things where they do remind me a lot of the Jags from last year, where they're coming off of a year where their offense wasn't great but was good enough and was able to put up a lot of points. The defense was just absurdly good. And so, I don't think they're going to go like 4-12, but I think when you look at the state of football, you know, there's always teams that maybe go down two or three games, and they went 11-5 last year, and if they go down two or three games, that makes them 8-8, 9-7. I don't think that makes the playoffs in the NFC. I'm not saying they're going to be terrible. I just think, like, there's always going to be teams that go up and down, and you got to choose, like, five or six of them every year, and they seem like a very clear-cut one to me to at least predict that that's going to happen that way. And then when it comes to the Packers, I think the defensive additions, I think they paid a lot for a lot of ones they got, but I think at least for this year, it makes them better. And I think the Packers offense is going to be really, really good this year, especially with a full year of Aaron Jones getting the ball.
Right. Yeah, we'll see how much involvement he gets.
You know, and I love Davante Adams. He's probably one of my favorite receivers in the league. And so it'll be interesting, but they have some stuff they got to figure out outside of Adams. They don't have a clear cut, you know,
number two.
And then the Vikings, I think they're
never trusting Kirk Cousins ever.
You know what the reason why they didn't make the playoffs last year?
Kirk Cousins.
No, their defense went from the first ranked defense in the NFL to the 16th. That's why they didn't. They put up more points the year before with Kirk Cousins, but I think their defense takes a step back in the right direction this year. That's why
I think Kirk Cousins regresses even more. How about that?
He played pretty well last year. So
need to bring out Kirk Cousins' record versus teams over 500.
We can do that with a lot of guys.
He has one win in his career against teams over 500. One in his career.
I will say this.
Oh,
but. You could also say the same thing about Trubisky. I mean, he beat, like, what was it, 10 teams last year with a losing record?
Well, he's young. Yeah. Kirk Cousins has how many years in the league?
I understand, but at the end of the day, I just think, it's not a Kirk Cousins thing for me. Their offense is going to put up points. I mean, they have Stephon Diggs. They have Adam Thielen. I think Dalvin Cook has a chance to have a huge breakout season. They've added two offensive linemen, which they desperately needed, and they have Kyle Rudolph, and they have Irv Smith, who I think is going to be a really, really good
tackle. I like Irv Smith
a
lot.
They have their offense is going to be good. Their offense wasn't the problem last year. It was their defense, which took a major step back. I think their defense has a chance to get back in the top five, which is why I believe in them more than the Bears. That doesn't mean I believe in them as, like, a Super Bowl contender. Mm-hmm. I just think, what were they? They were 9-7 last year.
Correct.
So if their defense is just even a little bit better,
Kirk Cousins threw three interceptions that cost them a playoff spot.
Yes. Yeah. You just I'm not going to try to sit here and defend Kirk Cousins for like a whole segment. But I can't emphasize this enough. It's the defense that their offense is going to put. Kirk Cousins, no matter what you think about him, he will put up points and put up stats.
Well, it's pretty easy to put up points when you have Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, Dalvin Cook. My goodness, if you give any other quarterback in the league those weapons. Imagine if Maserati Mitch had those weapons.
Maserati Mitch has some pretty good weapons.
Nowhere near the ones in Minnesota.
I mean, his receiving corps is pretty good, I think.
Imagine if Aaron Rodgers
had
those weapons. Oh, my. any starting quarterback just. Oh, those weapons are so. Case Keenum took him to the NFC Championship game. Yeah. NFC West. We agree the Rams in first. Some hesitation.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
Okay. We do not.
I've battled over this for like months, but I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
All right. What were your thoughts on Clowney?
That's a great move for Seattle. An excellent move.
Only giving up a third and Browns. One of the long list of Cleveland Browns busts.
Yeah.
Barkevious Mango. Come on, Houston. That was horrible. Second, do we have the Rams for you?
Yes, sir.
All right. I will take Seattle. Second. Third, the Niners. And fourth, Arizona.
Yep. I'm a little bit worried about Arizona.
I'm hugely – I'm I'm terrified about Arizona. I think Arizona is my pick to be the worst team in football this year.
Wow, really? Again, worse than the Dolphins?
Yep,
wow.
worse than the Dolphins.
And I'm not even necessarily worried about Kyler Murray. I'm worried about their offensive line isn't any better than last year, which was probably, you could argue, was maybe the worst offensive line in football last year. I mean, their offense was one of the worst in, like, modern history last year. I'm worried about how they're going to try this very up-tempo pace thing. I think their defense is going to get exhausted while their offense tries to figure it out. They don't really have, like, a lot of guys on defense anymore. I mean, they have Patrick Peterson. He's suspended for the first six games. They just don't have – Arizona is what happens when, if you look at their – from 2015 to 2018, how they drafted, I mean, they have no one. It is what happens when you just completely fail as an organization to draft anyone.
Hey,
I mean,
Steve Keim.
Yeah. It also goes to show you that Steve Keim had a record before that for 4 or 5 years of drafting really, really well. Like, this is a very unexact science.
Yeah.
But it's just, I mean, they just, their roster is just so, they have no depth on the roster.
Weston Graham, by the way, the biggest Steve Keim fan. Huge Steve Keim fan. That's sarcasm. Absolutely hates him. He thinks he's the worst executive, like, ever.
I mean, he's been the worst, probably the worst executive in the last couple of years. I mean, that's how they ended up where they were. It's maybe their offense is going to be fun, but I'm not a huge believer in Cliff Kingsbury. I don't think, like, I think they tried to almost, like, they're like, we want to hire Oklahoma coach.
Lincoln Riley.
Oh, we can't hire him. Let's just hire, like, Cliff Kingsbury. Like, they that's kind of the concept they were going for. Like, and people hated on Chip Kelly. You know what Chip Kelly did his first 3 years in the NFL?
Yeah, he won a lot of games.
10-6, and 7-9. And he made Bradford. I remember when they traded Bradford for Foles, everyone was like, oh, you know, look at what Foles ended up doing in St. Louis. And it was just like, and Bradford had his best year of his career. He actually won. I just worry about Cliff Kingsbury. Like, their offensive line's not good. Their defense is going to be really bad. Their defense is going to be on the field a lot. I worry about that team a lot.
I do too. Why are the Rams not winning the NFC West?
I don't even know if it has anything to speak on the Rams.
You just love Seattle that much.
I love Russell Wilson.
I love Russell Wilson too. I think he's the second best quarterback in football behind Tom Brady.
After last year, they were so run heavy focused. They've talked about this year passing the ball more, trying to get the passing game more involved. I think that defense year in and year out, even after all of these people have left, has been really good. You put Clowney on that defense, it makes them even better. And now, for the first time forever, they're not worrying about their offensive line. Like, their offensive line was actually pretty decent last year. After, lo and behold, like, Tom Cable went to another team. Oh, what would he go do? The Raiders, and they had one of the worst offensive lines.
Head coaching candidate every year, Tom Cable.
I just believe in Seattle, and I think sometimes random things happen. And you know what? Seattle could go 12-4, and the Rams could go 11-5, and they could still win the division. I mean, the Rams are obviously really, really good, and I think they'll have something to prove after the Super Bowl. But it's just one of these, like, gut feelings going with Seattle. But
I can respect that.
I've fought over this for months. It's hard.
It's hard, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. NFC Wild Cards. Who's Wild Card number one for you?
You're gonna love this. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go with the Saints.
Saints as wild card number one, and wild card number two,
the Rams.
All right, Dallas Cowboys missed the playoffs.
Yes.
All right. For me, my wild card number one will be the Seattle Seahawks. And my wild card number two will be the Dallas Cowboys. I have New Orleans missing the playoffs. I have Green Bay missing the playoffs. AFC champions. Champion. Who will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl?
I'm just kidding. I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chiefs. Why?
I think their defense, if it's slightly better than last year, which I think it has a chance to be, I really like Frank Clark. I really like Tyrann Mathieu. I think their offense is able to continue what they do. And they were so close last year, and I think this year they get over the hump. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
You want to know who I'm going with?
The Patriots. The Browns. You're going with the Browns?
I'm going with the Browns. I actually think they can do it. I was on the Patriots. I tried to be as objective about it as possible. I really did. But I looked at the Patriots. The Browns are just – that's the one thing. I'm counting on Mahomes as part of this prediction. I have the Browns going 11-5. I have the Patriots at around – I have the Patriots at winning the – getting home field advantage. And then I have the Chiefs winning 10. And then I have the Broncos winning – or no, not the Broncos. The Texans winning 9. So – as part of that, and then my wild cards are, if I go back, I had Pittsburgh and Denver. I have Pittsburgh beating Houston and going up to New England and beating them.
Wow.
So I'm relying, as part of this, on Pittsburgh doing what I think they finally can do and going up to New England and beating them. Now, if they can't beat New England,
and you think the okay,
I think that the Browns play head to head with New England
in Foxborough in an AFC
in Foxborough or Cleveland, they lose.
Okay, all right, at least you're honest about that.
I think, but as the only, I think the Pittsburgh Steelers go into Foxborough because I think the Chiefs will beat the Broncos, and then they'll play the Browns. I think the Browns will beat the Chiefs. I think the Steelers can go into Foxborough and beat them. And I think if they...
This is a very specific prediction.
And then I think the Browns will beat Pittsburgh and go to the Super Bowl.
I think here's the thing about the Browns. I'm probably as high on the Browns as almost anyone, although I don't have them going to the Super Bowl. I think every team takes its lumps along the way. And if they win a playoff game this year and if they end up losing to the Chiefs or the Patriots in a playoff game, I as much as I know you'd be disappointed at the time, I think that would be... a good season for them. You know, I don't think this is, you know, when the Jags did it 2 years ago, everyone's like, oh, they'll be back, don't worry. I was like, they don't really have the formula to be back. You know, I don't like, you know, when people say that. But I think the Browns with Mayfield, because I've always believed in Baker Mayfield very strongly, they have a chance to keep doing it. So I think it's really hard to go from not making the playoffs at all to then, like, going to the Super Bowl. I mean, it's happened before. But... you know, sometimes your teams have to take your lumps.
Agreed.
But you could, you know, you could do it a la Ben Roethlisberger with the Steelers in his second year.
Yeah.
Or with the Seattle with Russell Wilson. Now, Seattle had already made a playoff run the year before. So, I'm going with the Chiefs, though. But I think the Browns, you put a gun on my head, would be my third pick.
Okay.
Like, you know.
NFC. Who represents the NFC in the Super Bowl? The
Philadelphia Eagles.
The Eagles. Why?
I think they have the deepest roster in the NFL. I think, despite what people think, I think Wentz stays healthy. Their offense is going to be insane. They have one of the best offensive lines in all of football. They have the best two tight end combination. They have DeSean Jackson. They have Nelson Agholor. They have Alshon Jeffrey. And the two guys that I really love the most on the team, like I love them in the draft, Miles Sanders and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. I think both of those guys make a huge impact this year. That offense is going to be ridiculous. I think the defense, they have one of the best defensive lines of the league, too. You know, bring in Malik Jackson. They have Fletcher Cox. They have Brandon Graham. They have Derek Barnett. They're just a really, really deep team, and I just believe in that coaching staff and that organization.
Interesting. I'm going with the Bears.
Wow.
I think the Chicago Bears are going to be in the Super Bowl. I am all in.
Browns and the Bears.
I think it's going to be a Browns and Bears Super Bowl.
I'd sign up for that.
I think I really do. I think the Bears defense will continue to be as good as they are, and I think Maserati Mitch takes another step forward. Now, we're going to run out of time for NFL MVP honors. I think Maserati Mitch is the runner-up to Baker Mayfield in MVP.
He actually, like, so many people bet on him for MVP. His odds went, like, down a lot.
And then real quick, who do you have at Super Bowl?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs? I'm going with the Browns. We're partying in Cleveland today. I think they beat the Bears. I really do. Pick'ems for this week as we wrap up the show here. Syracuse and Maryland.
I'll go with Maryland at home.
Maryland? I will go with Syracuse. Clemson and Texas A&M at Clemson.
Clemson.
Agree. UCF at FAU.
UCF.
Agree. LSU at Texas.
Texas.
You're going Texas. I'm going LSU. Stanford at USC.
Stanford.
Agree.
Especially with JT Daniels tearing his
big loss. Big loss. NFL. Bears Packers. Week Packers. One. I could stunner. I'm going Bears. Ravens Dolphins.
The Ravens.
I hate how we have to pick this, but they're local, so agree. Ravens. Sunday night, Pittsburgh, New England, in New England.
New England.
I think the Patriots as well. I think part of this, I think the Steelers get their revenge in the playoffs, though. First Monday night, Houston at New Orleans.
New Orleans.
I would agree to disagree. I think Houston wins. And then last but not least, Denver and Oakland. In Oakland.
Denver.
Agree. All right, there we go. I went 5-0 last week. Hopefully that continues. Finished it, man. Felt good. Quick final thought. MVP. I got Baker Mayfield. Who do you have? Mahomes again?
Didn't really think about this. I'm not gonna go Mahomes. That's too easy. That's too chalk. I'll say Aaron Rodgers wins.
Aaron Rodgers and your Nats.
My Nats? They are. I'm starting to feel more confident. If they win the wild card game, I think they have a chance against the Dodgers.
All right. That's how we end the show, with optimism. Yes. This has been the Benchwarmers Redemption. My name is Sebastian Merrick.
Jimmy Seatman.
Until next time, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.